Kate Hudson is drinking coffee topless. We'll tell you who's not too happy to see it.
And someone's dishing on their time with a nearly naked Madonna.
Plus, Cameron Diaz had some major baggage back in the day, and it could have landed her in jail.
Ooh!
Yeah!
Welcome to Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! All right, let's dive right into it, y'all. God. HK, what do you got first, brother?
I got your brother.
All right, now, 9-year-old Northwest is quite the prankster out here in these streets. Turns out she is really good at special effects makeup with wounds and blood, and Mom Kim K even hired a teacher to help her improve her skills, right?
Oh, cool.
So recently, Kim rented a house, and they bought all of North's makeup. Well, North decided to mess with Kim, putting the gory makeup on herself and her little sister, Chicago.
Ooh.
Now, Brad, yo, tell us what Kim said.
She made the whole room look like a murder scene. I cleaned up the kids, but I was really too tired to clean up the whole room. The housekeeper came and tried to call the authorities and call the homeowner, thinking that it was a full, real murder scene. And I had to let them know it was completely just a prank.
Yeah. See, I would like to call this a Scare-B&B. What do y'all say, man? You think this is the ultimate billionaire move? I mean, rent your house for kids to mess it up because you're still getting the money.
This is her DNA because her daddy do the same thing. She might be like a horror special effects makeup artist. You know, you gotta like that kind of stuff. That might be her path. But the first, you know, I come up from a place where my mother was like, you go in the backyard if you want to make a mess.
Don't y'all know that renting a house for your kids to play in is some rich people problems?
Right.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, you don't do that every weekend, Tanner?
No, you don't?
All right, well, okay. Me neither, buddy.
I mean, buying people is the next level.
Okay, Kate Hudson recently dropped a sexy shot on the gram, y'all, and she quickly found out how to lose your bro in 10 seconds. Boom. So Kate shared a pic where she's enjoying a cup of coffee. But she's topless, y'all. Only her hair is covering her breasts.
Well,
cute.
All right, where? She captioned the pic, "Sun's out." Well, she got lots of praise, but her brother Oliver Hudson clearly didn't want to see it. He just said, "Nope."
It's a good photo. I'm looking at the photo. It's not revealing too much.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Could you use the hair that you're wearing today, Sherry, to do that same picture?
Oh, my God.
Is it long enough?
The hair would... Okay, first of all, if you divide my breast into thirds, the hair would only cover the first third. Okay, so the answer is no. It's not happening, Gary. But what brother, literally, Tanner, I don't care if she was, you know, whatever. Don't no brother wants to see his sister in front of 4 or 10 million people with her panties on and her doggone boobies out.
This is what we would expect from a sibling, right, of the opposite sex.
Yes,
I hope so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I hope so.
But that's why you got to utilize that feature on IG where you can, like, select who you hide the post from. Because if you know you're putting something out there that's a little racy, you don't want your brother or your kids or your parents to see it, you can just block them from that particular post.
As a side note, like, it's usually sun's out, guns out, or sun's out.
Buns out.
Buns out, or, like, skies out, thighs out. I don't know what,
skies out, thighs out?
Skies out, thighs out.
I've never heard that, Tanner.
Yeah.
You need to get your thighs out.
My thighs are always out. My thighs stay out, Bobby. They out right now.
Moons out, boobs out? I don't know.
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay.
God,
I know that one.
God, huh?
Oh, God.
What?
Here we go.
All right, Atlanta. Can't wait to be there.
Okay, the new series, A League of Their Own on Amazon Prime, has got the stars from the 1992 movie Looking Back. So, in fact, y'all remember Lori Petty on the
movie?
Yes. Lori Petty. So she spilled some vintage tea about the co-star Madonna and the director, the late Penny Marshall, who was amazing. And Lori said, Penny told me, you're going to share a makeup trailer with Madonna. I said, Penny, why? She goes, you can handle her. I thought that was so funny. You know, it was just me and a mostly naked Madonna every day for months in the makeup truck. She was really nice.
That's one of my favorite movies, y'all.
It's a great movie.
I love that film so much.
I love Lori Petty's character. But can you imagine y'all sitting in a makeup trailer? It's just you and Madonna, and she has no clothes on. You think she'd be intimidating?
It was more like a fantasy back when I used to imagine it.
Something y'all could do is, like, be naked around each other. Like, why we shooting dish?
No.
Like,
no
clothes.
Absolutely. I hate clothes. I love nudity.
Hey, listen, me and Chewy, we're not wearing pants.
It's just shirts.
Are you guys sword fighting? Oh my God.
Yeah, me and Tanner Winnie the Pooh it every day, y'all.
That's right. I'm Donald Ducking it right now,
baby. Yeah, like, that's what we do. Get off.
Okay, first of all, I'm so confused. I leave for New York and y'all just get naked. Did nobody ever want to do it?
Sherry, you left us. So yeah, we're going to go crazy.
We're like, finally, Sherry's gone.
Finally, Sherry's gone. We're going to have our...
See you later, pants.
You know what I'm saying? Bye, pants.
Well, moving on, y'all. Now, y'all know there's something about Cameron Diaz, honey, that we would have never guessed. Oh. Before she got famous, y'all, the girl, honey, was a drug mule, honey.
What?
This damn child, she was a drug mule.
Wow.
And we're almost not really, honey. I mean, huh.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll explain, Gary. Mm-hmm. A 2020 interview with Cameron Diaz has resurfaced where she talks about living in Paris for a year with no job before becoming famous. And, baby, it sounds like she almost got involved in some risky business. Listen to this.
I got, like, one job, but really I think I was like a mule carrying drugs to Morocco, I swear to God. And they gave me a suitcase that was locked that had my costumes in it, quote unquote, air quotes. And when I got there, the guy was like, whose suitcase is this? Can somebody open it? And I was like, literally, all the calculations in my head went running back.
But how could she live in Paris, y'all, with no damn job for a year? Now, how could you do that, honey? I mean, and just, honey, take a bag without you and just seeing what was inside.
Well, you knew she was a drug mule because as soon as the people came and said, because they said that she said that they packed her suitcase and she didn't know that anything was in there. So if somebody comes, you know, with dogs and stuff and they're like, whose suitcase? If you didn't know nothing was in there, you go, that's mine. The first thing out of her mouth was, she wouldn't even touch it. So she was doing this. She knew.
Damn. She was a mule.
She lucky she didn't end up as a broad locked up on Locked Up Abroad.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here we go. Time for a Okay, this was crazy. So Olympian, former Kenyan rugby player Dennis Ombaki got a lot of negative attention for a video he posted on social media of him tossing his one-year-old son into the pool.
Okay.
It's a funny toss, too.
Yeah.
He captioned the video by writing, 4 weeks since we started water safety classes, and my son graduated today, officially water safe. Last class, he got to go in with 4 layers of clothing, including 2 diapers.
Nice.
More than doubling his weight in water. Wow. Proud father. So then, evidently, Dennis' one-year-old son wasn't the only one who graduated, and his 8-month-old daughter did as well.
Okay, this is how I learned how to swim, y'all.
Really? What? No, you don't just toss somebody. They toss them like a piece of trash.
That's when
you get in there with the child, and you push the child away. Like, you don't have to just toss them in there like a piece of...
Humans are most durable at that age. You'll heal.
Where I'm at in my life is that you could toss me, but don't throw me in the pool, because, honey, I cannot swim like that.
Gary, did you say you don't know how to swim?
No, I know how to swim underwater. I don't know how to swim on top of the water.
I don't know how to swim either, Tanner.
No, let me tell you something, Tanner. I never learned to swim. Can't catch the rhythm of the stroke.
Yo, Sherry, Chewy and I will teach you how to swim.
We'll teach you how to swim, Cher.
No, I don't want to know how to swim. I know how to float. I want to know how to swim.
We know you know how to float, but we'll teach you how to swim.
But here's the thing. You can toss a baby in the water, but you can't toss no grown-ass
you
woman.
Sure damn
you I will throw your ass in the deep section, Sherry.
Don't you dare, Chewy. We'd be dying together.
Up next, we're going to tell you about an entanglement that didn't make Neo feel so lucky. We're going to get into that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it looks like Neo is blasting to sing a lucky day.
Mm.
Now, during an interview with the FAQ podcast, Neo told the story about working with Dave Before the Fame with plans to strike a record deal, but things went south because this happened. Check it out.
Going out of town, I was going on a short little run or whatever, and I let Mr. Day stay at my house, right? Now, at this point, I got big, beautiful house, and I'm like, bro, you got full reign of the crib. Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, just don't go in my room. I come back one morning, right? Open the door, see this dude nowhere. Go upstairs to my room.
Mm-mm.
Sure enough, sleep with a chick in my bed.
No.
Yeah, but he should have been able to do that with his friend, huh? He could have let him use
not in his bedroom, Gary. You gonna let you gonna, like, if you had relatives over coming from out of town, you gonna let them have sex in your bedroom?
Where it depends.
No.
Listen,
no.
I
but also this is also before the fame, though. So you gotta think about this. If I'm Lucky Day and I'm in Neo's house, I'm telling people it's my house,
exactly.
And then I can't go off into a side room. You gotta come to the master.
This is nothing. I've seen and done worse, y'all. This ain't
have
nothing.
You?
Absolutely.
What's
come on.
Worse?
Just
what have you done?
We gotta move on, brother.
What is it?
Don't tell us, honey. Were you a drug dealer?
All right. All right, so moving on. Looks like Chris Brown is giving us the blueprint on how to shoot your shot to a chick on Instagram, y'all. Yeah, right. Breezy appeared on the LA Leakers show, and he was asked, what's the slickest way to slide into a girl's DMs? Check this out.
What's the slickest way to slide into a DM, Chris Brown?
Send her the eyes and say, God sent me here.
Yo,
I feel like it might be different with him though, bro.
Yeah,
like,
okay, first of all, but if somebody sent me a message that said with some crazy looking eyes and said God sent me, I would be calling the police with the copy of that text.
Yeah, that is creepy.
That's right. Weird.
I would
that's
definitely
creepy.
Save it just in case anything happened later on because that is crazy.
But if God sent you, that means it's a heavenly thing.
No, heavenly. No.
No.
What happened to everyone's faith? We used to believe in stuff like that. Like,
because people are crazy these days. That's why.
And just for the record, you know, I'm a man of God now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never slid in anybody's DMs.
Really?
And I'm in a relationship, so I wouldn't even know what to do.
Listen, fire off into DMs like I'm shooting up the club, man.
Dude,
like,
really?
I knew a dude who just sent 3 pizza emojis.
Really?
And that worked for him.
That works, yo!
What does that mean?
Was she a big girl?
I slid into a famous rapper's DM from New York that everybody knows, and I was interested in him, and I said, hey, I'm a really big fan. If I come to New York, we should, like, hang out and, like, break bread.
There you go.
That's what
there
I said.
Go.
And what happened?
Brad, he answered me back. He said, I'm with somebody. I don't know if he said it was Mary. And I was like, damn, I don't want to get my ass kicked. I did not know. It was really cool.
But, Sharon, you said you did it to a man. What if a man did it to you? What would you do? What would they have to do?
No, I get the weird ones where they be, like, in a basement, you know. They're talking about, I want to make you my wifey. You going to be my wifey.
Yeah.
I said, you gonna be my wifey. All right, y'all. It is time for
Thursday with the Stars. 2.0.
All right, y'all. It is Labor Day, y'all, and we have one more thirst trap to end summer 2022.
Okay.
And it is from my girl, Heidi Klum. Okay,
yummy.
So now Heidi took to IG. She sure is yummy, Chewy. She took to IG to share a hot topless photo wearing just a bikini bottom, covering her bosom with her long blonde hair while showing her very, very flat tummy with the caption, boy, it's hot. Is Heidi Klum a thirst trap?
Absolutely. Like, with the strategic placement of it.
She's a walking thirst trap. Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's always been able to do this.
That's who JD was hanging out with when he was dating Janet.
Oh, word?
Man, in the 90s, too?
Yeah, buddy.
Come on.
Yeah, he picked the wrong door.
I'm about to send Heidi Klum that eyeball with God sent me here. Up next, find out what almost caused Daniel Kaluuya to say nope to acting. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Oscar winner and Nope star Daniel Kaluuya reveals before getting out, he actually checked out.
No.
Now, Daniel starred in Black Mirror in 2011, but after that, he wasn't booking any gigs, and he said, I stopped acting for like a year and a half. I checked out because I was just like, this isn't working, bruv. I wasn't getting roles because racism and all this kind of stuff.
That was great.
Wow. That's a solid.
That was just like him, actually.
I've been seeing a lot of his interviews. He's on point, man. Well, he got that call to star in Jordan Peele's Get Out, and the rest is history.
Yes.
Can any of y'all relate to working so hard in your career that you thought about maybe giving it up, like it's not going to pop off?
No.
I think all of us. Probably.
Every day.
I think all of us.
Can we sit down and have a drink?
Yeah.
You know, I remember a few years ago, I was going around Hollywood pitching a talk show. And everybody sat and said to me, we don't think that you could talk. It's literally been a friggin' 20-year dream, but being told no so much about having a talk show, I put it on the shelf. I said, I'm not even gonna go for it, and I'm gonna concentrate on my acting. So yes. I completely feel Daniel Kaluuya. Your spirit gets broken.
It does. But, everything is truly on God's time, man. Sometimes it's when you're like not applying yourself as hard as you were that the opportunity and the preparation that you put in, it meets you right where it needs to meet you, and then boom.
It meets you.
Yeah. I just need one queen to just fall off, and then maybe I could roll on in, honey. So I haven't given up yet on my dreams either.
Okay, after winning multiple Super Bowls and being crowned MVP countless times, Tom Brady reveals one of life's toughest challenges, and it's not football. It's parenting, y'all. Tom explained the hardest part about parenting is teaching his children about humility and staying grounded while growing up privileged. Tom said,
"We have people that clean for us. We have people that make our food, you know. We get off a plane, and there's people waiting for us there, and we get ushered in."
Wow, same. I've been there. Been there, too, brother. Tom also talked about how he and his wife Giselle grew up doing things for themselves, and that he wants his kids to know that although this is their reality, it's not the way reality really is. Boom. Damn, all right.
It's a worthy effort, you know. I keep my kids grounded grounding them. taking things away randomly, you know. It keeps them humble. Yeah.
My thing is, honey, don't let them be humble. My thing is, it's good to be humble because you become, you know, you're being a compassionate person. But if you make your kids stay humble knowing that they growing up rich like that, they wind up being followers. Nobody wants to be a follower. They want to be leaders because their parents are leaders.
I think you got to find the balance, because what you don't want to do is raise maniacs who walk in like, I'm entitled, y'all. I'm going to eat the apple, but you got to cut it for me.
Right.
You know, like, you're 13. Like, cut your own damn apple. You know what I mean?
You know what kept me humble as a kid? We'd go to Mexico every summer to our ranch.
Yeah.
And we were using buckets for showers and baths, and we'd have to go to the river to wash our clothes.
Damn.
That kept us real humble, brother.
I do that with Jeffrey. I sent him back to Chicago.
Girl.
My auntie got, she said, this boy came in my house, and he said, where's the other bathroom? I'm sending him back. I said, oh, shoot.
Send Jeffrey to Mexico. Yeah. You'll be all right, Sherry. You'll be all right.
All right, y'all. Up next, will the Duke of Hastings ever return to Bridgerton? Hear what Reggae Jean Page has to say about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back. If you were hoping for Reggae Jean Page to return to Bridgerton, I hate to break it to you. He's not.
Oh, no!
I can hear hearts breaking all across the country, man. He has moved on from his role as Simon Bassett, even giving them his blessing to recast the role.
What?
No.
Here's how y'all really know that Reggae is over it, because he admitted to Variety that he hasn't watched season 2 of Bridgerton. He even went on to remind people that although the world fell in love with Simon on the show, he was still a Regency boy.
Really?
Oh!
That's the best career move you can possibly do.
Yeah.
Just come out on a show like that, kick all the ass, have everybody wanting you to come back, and just be like, nope, it's movies now, boo.
Right.
Maybe, like, doing this show left a bad taste in his mouth. Like, maybe there was something about the production that he didn't really rock with, and it was like a bad chapter.
But if you didn't watch it, you shouldn't say you didn't watch it. I'm sure Portia watches Dish Nation every day.
You think Portia's watching every day, and she flies on her private jet
from
the different countries? Uh-huh.
When I was on vacation, y'all, and I would watch Dish Nation, I was like, I need to hurry up and get back.
He did it. Nobody's gonna come through Bridgerton like he came through Bridgerton.
Nobody.
It's like when you break up with somebody and they go on to do bigger, better things, or they got that revenge body. That's what he's doing to him.
Right. I'm the revenge body.
Chewy is the revenge body.
I'm the revenge body. That's me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.